Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am back with another podcast. And this time it is for my 30th birthday. So at the time of this recording, this is recorded, today is November 21st, and my birthday is November 30th. I did this episode because I wanted to publish it on my birthday for, just to give people a little flash forward through my life. I think it's more of I'm just happy and blessed, you know, for me to live to 30, you know, living in the streets that I lived in and having the tough life I had, you know, not having my father in my life for all my years, and meeting my father at 21, and you know, meeting my wife at 17, and you know, it's just I've been on such a journey. And I already know I'm going to get the birthday love all on my birthday and the day after and the day after that. That's how people usually do with me, especially with it being a Saturday this year and then Sunday being the service after. I know my mom, she's probably going to do the whole, you know, thanking everyone and all. You know, I'm not into all that. You know what I'm saying? I do it because, you know, that shows true love when people do that for you. But I look at it as I'm just blessed. You know, a lot of people ask me what I want for my birthday, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's nothing. You know, it's crazy, because when you're younger, I mean, some people when they're older, they still think that way too, but when you're younger, you're always thinking of what you want. Like, I want this for my birthday, I want this for Christmas, I want this for, you know, a holiday that don't even exist. But when you get older, as you get older and more wise, you know, a lot of people tell me that I'm way wise beyond my years, and I don't think it's just because, like, it's not me just being wise, it's a God-given gift, it's wisdom, because God put me in a position where I had older brothers and older sisters to watch and see how they lived, and I took things from them, and I said, okay, these are things I want to do that they did, and these are things that I don't want to do that they did, and that molded me into what I am. And then not having my father, becoming a father for so much because I didn't have my father, then they didn't have their fathers in their lives. I said, I want to be the opposite. I want them to know there's a good life behind all this. You know what I mean? So for me, it's just the blessing to live to see 30 nowadays. So many people are dying young, and so many people are, you know, getting sick. So many people are draining their energy. And I just want to say, you know, a lot of people say when you get to that 30, oh, you're going to start feeling in your bones. You're going to start. I'm not denying that. You know, when you hit 40, you're going to feel it more than you felt 30. When you hit, you know, 20, you're going to feel it more than you felt when you were 10. But my thing is to live life as if you aren't getting older. And, you know, for me, for my birthday, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have plans. Like, my main thing is probably what I do on a weekly basis. Like, go to the movies. Me and my wife do things. And, like, I know this year we were planning to go to Vermont. I'm praying that still happens, because that's my dream. But I know that wouldn't happen until probably, like, a few days after my birthday. But it's not just going to Vermont for my birthday. It's going because it's enjoyment with me and my wife having a good time in a place that I wish I could live. Like, I wish I could live in Vermont for the rest of my life just to relax, be at peace, be at ease, teach my kids, and, you know, not just teach them, but learn farming ways and learn gardening and learn all these things, hunting and fishing, to teach them to grow up and have things that I never could have as I grew up, because my mother and father weren't together. So for me, you know, going to Vermont is a nice, peaceful state of mind for me. Some people are always like, it's cold up there. I don't think about that. I think about being surrounded in God's nature and being surrounded by what God has truly blessed all of us with in our lives. That, to me, is the most amazing thing. That's a gift to me. A gift for me to live to see another year. A gift for me to live to see my family, see my kids grow. A gift for me to see my family together. A gift for seeing the church come together. Those are gifts from God. Those are things that get me happy and get me excited. And on top of that, when you do something like a trip to see nature, like, some people like going to the city. I'm not mad at that. If you like going to the city, that's fine. I won't knock it. But I don't want to see buildings. I don't want to see nice tall buildings. I don't want to see skyscrapers. I don't want to see cluttered streets. I don't want to see any of that. my life is and it's all, I think it's because I'm geared to God, because when I was younger, I always wanted to live in Virginia Beach. Because I love the beach, I love the setting, I love the, you know, and it was like seeing the ocean, and I like the nightlife they had over there. Like, I didn't drink or nothing, but I loved what they did, like the live acts and all that type of stuff while you're walking through the boardwalk, and it was just a nice setting, you know, and being in the beach. But as I've gotten older, my journey has been more of looking and seeing what God has blessed all of us with. God has blessed us tremendously, and not just through finances, you guys. It's not always going to just be finances. It's not always going to be, you know, running into $1 million and hitting the lottery. It's not, those aren't the enjoyments of life. The enjoyments of life come from when you can look around and say, God, my family's together. God, you have blessed me with another year of life. You have blessed me to not have cancer. You have blessed me to not have a disease. You have blessed me. And this isn't for everybody. Some people do have those things, and I pray for them. But for me, this is what makes me excited about my birthday. I don't think about money. I don't think about any of that type of stuff. That stuff doesn't excite me. It's about seeing God's works. And just waking up, just hearing happy birthday, just seeing the love, the support, that is seeing God's work. And then me and my wife on top of that, if we get to Vermont, that's seeing God's work. That's the life that I love. And the thing is, I can't force that on anybody. I can't force anybody to love what I love, and I won't. But that's personally what I love. Me and my wife get that trip, all I think about is, this is the exact setting for not just me to look at my beautiful wife every minute that I'm there, and us enjoy that, because we both love being in the cold. Well, her not as much as me, but she still does love it. But for us to be in the cool weather and look around at God's natural wonders, the natural things he made, not buildings, those are man-made. I'm talking about seeing mountains, seeing weather, seeing trees, seeing all those type of things. It makes me feel closer to God. You know, I'm not trying to build a Tower of Babel. I'm just trying to feel as close to God as I can, because that's what my life's becoming now. I'm 30 now. Oh, I'll be 30 by the time of this recording. Gonna be 30, and when that day comes, you know, a lot of people, you're gonna, you know, you feel older. No, I feel younger because I got God with me. It's funny, because now at 30, I'm bigger than I've been. I'm weight wise, I'm bigger than I was at like 25 24. I'm probably not in as good a shape as I was at 25 and 24, but I'm happier, and I feel better. I personally feel better. Like, right now, I'm fighting, like, a little bug. I got, like, this stuff going on. But I feel better. And that's the biggest key, to make sure we feel better in our life. Some people accept getting older as, I'm getting older, I'm withering. No, you're not. You don't start withering until you're, like, 100. I feel like there is no withering unless you physically can't do something. But for me, I just love life. I love God. I thank him for this. This one doesn't count as an episode. This is just a being thankful for a happy birthday. I can't wait to Thanksgiving. I hope my Thanksgiving's great. I hope we do a lot of cool things. We're going to a buffet this year. We didn't want the stress of, you know, everybody being in the house and, you know, food and trying to clutter, you know, do everything. It gets overwhelming, because you have to do so much. So we want to do peace this year, and that's what everybody should be about. Everybody should be on the mode of peace. Like, God, I don't want to deal with drama. I don't want to deal with tension, frustration, all that stuff. I want peace. And I'm hoping that this Thanksgiving we do is going to be a peace. Like, I hope we can all just go eat, talk, laugh, and have a good time. That's all. So I just want to say, I thank God. I thank y'all for birthday wishes, because I know I'm going to get them in advance. I thank all my followers. God has blessed me truly to have you guys following me. Anyone that constantly listens to my podcast, anyone that subscribes, God bless y'all. I love y'all. And I pray y'all all have a good Thanksgiving. I thank God for letting me see another birthday. And next up, get ready for my favorite holiday of the year, Christmas. And I'll never forget what it's about. But I thank you guys, and I hope you guys have a good day. And that is pretty much all I got to say. Thank God for another life and another day, another birthday. And my next episode will be coming out I think actually the 28th. So you'll have that episode come out, and then you'll have this come out right. Well, you're gonna have this come out immediately because I have this literally on my birthday. I don't know what time I set it up, but I think I did it at 12:20, 12:30. I can't remember what time I had it set up at. It might be 12. But yeah, just want to thank you guys. Thank God for another year. And that is pretty much it. Everybody, peace.